want to start off with an interesting concept. We find that the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos shelefnei Pesach, Simen Tov Lamed, Shabbos shelefnei Pesach, Koyugin Oy Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos before Pesach, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. Nipnei HaNeishin Asaba. They gave a name to the Yontif of the Shabbos before Pesach. They call it Shabbos HaGadol. Stam Agavurich, it's very interesting to note that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. It's very nice thing in the calendar. Everybody, oh, where are we going for Shabbos HaGadol weekend? What are we doing? You know, because it's coming soon, Pesach is coming. Well, the Maiso, that's very nice in the Haaretz Magreten calendar that comes in the mail, and it tells Yeshiva with the Charoises. That old Charoises, how it still makes it everywhere, still how long. But if you get the Charoises in the mail, with the Hanukkah candles from the Tells Yeshiva, whatever Yeshiva you get, used to come in the mail with the Charoises. So you know that Shabbos HaGadol is coming on the calendar. But Lamaisa, it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. He tells us halacha. Halacha. That's what Shulchan Aruch tells us. He's not there to tell us, you know, stam interesting events, current events, things that are on the calendar that are coming soon. He's telling us halacha. Why would the Mechaber say a simon of Shulchan Aruch, Shabbat Koran, I say Shabbos HaGadol? It's a penalty to Zahra, but so I always wanted to say that the pshat is that the chora, I think it's very mistarve that BMS, we find the Kavachaim says that a person's supposed to bench a friend on Shabbos HaGadol. He's supposed to say good on Shabbos HaGadol. So says the Kavachaim. So I wanted to tell you that it's not stamed din. The pshat is that that's what the Mechab is telling you, that there's a mitzvah or there's a din that you have to, as well be, there's a pesuvim nisa. And you have to mefarsim him, and you have to call it Shabbos HaGadol because you al day zay you mefarsim the nes. And they say, God is an asabot. Therefore, you have to tell people, to say to people, good Shabbos HaGadol. There's a maisa with the Islam Agbar of Al-Yashiv, I think, in the book. No? There's a famous maisa. There was a guy, a kid that once passed away, it was close to 100, and they used to come by to Al-Yashiv when his trailer was down, they used to say Shabbos to him. So Friday night, the guy said, good Shabbos HaGadol. So, yeah, you're actually waiting to him also. The next day, he came by. I mean, you know, how many people were coming by? Oh, Yashu was in his hundreds, you know. So the kid said, you know, good Shabbos. He says, hi, is this the Shabbos HaGadol? Like, Yashu was holding shtag. Which kid, you know, said. Anyway, for the Maestro, Sevishal Dover, I couldn't Shabbos HaGadol. Why? Because the fast the days. But the Maestro, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So the part of the pshat is, because it says, the nace that happened on that day. What was the nace? So, Klai, they took this week's parasha, and they went went out of Mitzvah, they took on a certain reason, happened to be Shabbos, and they took Kolecha B'Yisrael, Selah Pischa, and they tied to the bed, and the Mitzvah were mamash, yes, what's going on? What are you guys doing over here? What's this tying? This is not a common thing. And this is our deity, your God, you're tying to your beds, and we're going to shecht it in your face. We're going to shecht this. We're going to take your God and we're going to shecht it. And the Mitzvim stood there without doing anything, didn't attack them, nothing. So that was a tremendous nace. And because of that, since it took place on Shabbos, that's all the deal. Oh. But the Maisa, I want to maybe tell me in a new ma'ala why it was called Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So the Emes in Chizkuni, the Chizkuni says in Shmos Yudbeis this week's parasha, "V'shebe Shabbos zu also yisoh as a mitzvah rishonish nitzavah." They did the first mitzvah that they were mitzavah, they were commanded. V'yilekichas aseh. V'ke'ein zekot zed Abu Draham also b'shem Aheven Yarchi. The reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol because the first mitzvah klaiz on Mekayim. So it's a gavald of gazah, right? It's a mitzvah gadol. So I want to be maybe mashlim with a new year, with maybe another kneitra boy said. This is a very big. That maybe why it's called Shabbos HaGadol is because we have a cloud. Gadol hamitzuv v'oisa yoisa misha ena mitzuv v'oisa. It's not Shabbos HaGadol, it's a great Shabbos because they did a mitzvah. The Shabbos HaGadol was Kriyam Ramas in that mitzvah Rishoyna, because in a mitzvah Rishoyna, it's Godol HaMetzuvah V'yoyseh, Yoyseh Mibayin Shayna Mitzvah V'yoyseh. Because at this time, they became Mitzuvin. They were commanded in the first mitzvahs. Agam Avram Mitzvah V'yagam kept Kol HaTorah Kula before the Tzadah. And all the others in the generation, they kept the mitzvahs. But it wasn't godless. The godless is Godol HaMetzuvah V'oyseh, Yoyseh Mishayna Mitzvah V'oyseh. Greater is the Mitzvah V'oyseh, Yoyseh Mishayna Mitzvah V'oyseh. But why is that? Why is that? So Tosfos in Kedushin Lamed Aleph says that the reason when a person's Mitzvah it's much greater, says Tosfos, V'fi, Nira Dainu Taima, the Misha Mitzvah V'oyseh Odif, if he should doig him, it's Tzar Yoyseh. He's very worried, Pen Yavor, when you're commanded to do it, and you don't do it, and you could have an oynish for it, and you're nervous about getting to be kind of tzivoy. If you're not mitzvah, so you do your best you can. So you don't do it, you end up short. So what? You didn't lose out, you tried your best. But mitzvah, there's no trying, there's a din of nenas, but you have to try to do it perfectly. Exactly as mitzvah. And therefore, the guy's very, very nervous. He's worried. Penyava, maybe he won't be able to do it. He doesn't have any hechru. When a person has a hechru to do it, there's much bigger daiga. There's much nervous. The person that knows he has to do it, the person has a hechru to do it, he's forced to do something. There's much bigger of a daiga, and maybe you're not going to be able to do it, and this and that. Whereas a person doesn't have to do it, he doesn't have that hechru, doesn't have that. The mela, that makes a person go with two voices, so says twice. But I want to maybe we'll say another mahalach rabbeisah. In Godol Hamitzuvah Oisa, that's what we call Shabbos HaGodol Rabbeisah. First, we want to give a hakdama, though, we'll get into this week's parasha. The parasha starts at Parashas Boy. Parashas Boy, Vayoyim Hashem HaMoshe Boy El Paroi, Ki Ani Echbarati Es Liboi Ves Lev Avodo. Because I have Echbarati, go to Paroi. Because I have hardened his heart. I want to show these things in his midst. And he also wants you to tell over the story. Sipur, Tzias Mitzrayim. I want you to tell over the story of our going out of his Egypt. And you have to tell over the story as we do every year. Tell over the story. It's not enough to tell over the story. There's a diak here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not to just tell the story, but you have to be specific and speak out and emphasize Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. What's Hisalalti? So Rashi says, Sichakti. I made them into a laughing stock. You have to go ahead and think of what went on at a night of the Nel Seder, Pashtus, Tilchor, Lamant, Tisab, Tilchor, it's all the time, but Avada is a Tilchor all the time, but to tell over your children, and stomach means all your Talmidim, you have to go in and emphasize the schoik, the joke, the laughing stock, the late sonnets that Hashem made with Mitzrayim. It's not enough just to tell the story. Wow, very interesting story. Exodus, the book, just came out. Exodus, the book, or for our times, the movie. Exodus. Right? You see that it went all the way there. It's not enough for us just to tell the story. We have to emphasize very strongly the sischoik, the joke, the laughing stock, the mamish. You have to come to an in of sichoik, sichakti. You have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making Paro into a joke. Why the emphasis? So last year we said a mahal, one mahal, we said it was very geschmack last year, was the mahal that the sort of the joke who is because kol leitzon, the Gemara says in Megillah, t'chafei amit beis, all leitzonis is aser, except for leitzonis avodah zarah. You're supposed to make fun of avodah zarah. Leitzonis is aser, because leitzonis is moir the erech of something, it takes away the value. And we're not supposed to take things very technically, we're supposed to understand it and treat things with seriousness. Leitzon is the problem with Leitzon is one of the worst things. The Shem talks about is that we moirit the Erech. We take wrong the Erech. We destroy the value of something. We destroy the value of something, you don't treat it rightfully. You don't treat it with the Ernstkeit. That's why the Amalek has to be destroyed because they Asher Koruch. So Memela Paro made himself into Avodah Zarah. Memela, there's a din. Dafka in Mitzrayim, power in Mitzrayim, who made themselves, the power made themselves into Avodah Zarah, Asher Sichak, I made them into a laughing stock. You have to make fun of it. Because power was a deity, and there's a din when it's Avodah Zarah to make fun of it. That was one mahal. You see, we want to say another Peshad and Sichakti. The Peshad and Sichakti, I want to say is that the Yisod of Paro, the sort of Paro in Mitzrayim, the whole thing is, the whole thing is that Paro, by making himself into a god and making himself in control of Klal Yisrael, was trying to show that he, Leo, he's in charge of the world, he's in charge at least of he ruled over the entire Pasha, he ruled over a very, very large amount of the world. It was an empire, Paro, they all came down. So Paro was showing that he was totally in control. The Mi Hashem, he didn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal. The word in Sichakti b'paro was a word to show, when you stop, take the Klal Yisrael out, so they went to war, they battled, so the Ma'aseh said they went out, so they're victorious in battles, very nice. Okay, Klal Yisrael fought them, and they battled them, and they got out, okay, so they had Kubiyat Siyat Shemaya. The Sichakti was there for the purpose to show Paroi that you are zero. You are zero. I'll show you how zero you are. I'm going to mamish, make you like a puppet. Like a puppet, right? Because who's, when you have a puppet, Rabbi Sayyid, when somebody have clothes around the strings, when the person sees the puppet, you see how little control, obviously has no control. The one on top is controlling everything. And it's a puppet show. So that's the sort of Paroi. He was making a puppet show out of Paroi. The Sichakti was at Kama was a sheer in his spotless of Paro to show that Paro was in nothing. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to make so much fun of Paro. I'm going to mamish destroy him in a way that I'm going to bring things and make it to be such a laughing stock that it'll be such an extreme demonstration that Paro is nothing, should be nothing, he's Bata Lagamri. Memela, that's the sort of the Sichakti. The Sichakti is a sheer in his spotless that Paro is mamish and nothing. Mimela, and that's the sort of versa, that's the sort of a Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's not a Elfi what we're saying. Elfi say the Sipur has to be that you have to mamish, you have to be ma'ayin and go deep into the Makas and get to a level of laughter, of how Paro was totally made into a laughing stock, made into a nothing, made into a bitl shem a bitl, made into a nothing shem a nothing. Because Paro's mitzias was that he was trying to show that he's in control, and the whole yisoid of mitzias mitzvayim is to show that there's no control whatsoever. That's Asher Sichakti. Sichakti was a sheer in his badness. We said over once with the Chavetz Chaim was very makbid in this in Yonim. They once were people were passing by the Chavetz Chaim's house or his room, and they heard tremendous laughter coming from his room. And the Oyler was trying to figure out what's the pshah, why is the Chavetz Chaim laughing so much? What's going on? It's not the derech, it's the chashav yid cracking up. And the Ma'aseh, so somebody went in and they saw the Chavetz Chaim there, mamish smiling and laughing away. And they saw he had a sefer in front of him open. They said, what was he doing? He was going over in his mind and speaking out the whole Yisod of the Makas. And he was mamish picturing in his mind and through the Mekorach HaBdibur and through the mamish making a whole scene in front of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamish These people were mamish, they would go to open a grapefruit, open a fruit, and there would blood be coming out. The guy would go take a shower. He's all dirty, and he wants to just take a little shower. All of a sudden, he turns on the shower, red blood comes out. So he goes to the faucet. Maybe there's a problem in the other piping. We'll try the faucet. Turns on the faucet. He goes to the toilet. Blood coming out everywhere and anywhere. Rabbi say there was anything, even when the guy said he wanted to spit. Spit came out, blood came out. He has a runny red nose. His nostril was bleeding. It was not. He didn't have any problem with it. You have a runny nose. It was running from a cold, a different cold, the type of cold he had. It was called the red cold. Blood was coming out from his nostrils. Everywhere, blood, anything was blood, Rabbi Yisrael. And if you see that in Mitzvah, you know, and if you see, they go to the thing and see a Jew drinking a cup of water, and the Jew's drinking with a straw, a nice bottle of Niviot water, with a straw inside, he just bought it, and he's sipping away, and the Mitzvah grabs out of his hand, and he goes to drink the Niviot water. Blood. Mamish. And the Mitzvah were going nuts. There was blood all over the place, and they couldn't stand it. And then the next thing with the frogs, everybody said, everywhere. The guy went to put on his underwear in the morning. Mamish came into his underwear. And then he went to eat his pie. A nice, beautiful meat pie. And he heard noises coming from the pie. I didn't know meatballs have such a noise. And he dives into the thing. Two frogs come out with meatball sauce on their eyeballs, singing down. And the guy goes crazy. I'm going to the fridge now. At least I'll get a cold glass of iced tea. And he goes to the iced tea pitcher. A frog jumps out. Okay, but I have my closet. My closet, no one's in there. My Tam Tam crackers. Frog with a tear cracker in his teeth. I didn't know they liked Tam Tams. All over. And then his mom, she's trying to sleep at night, or at least a little rest, and I can't eat. He starts to sleep. His wife says, I never heard such snoring in my life. Get out of here. What's in your stomach? I don't know. Sounds froggian. He's staying at night, sitting there snoring, and then his wife starts to snore also. And they snore like frogs. They're in their stomachs, big frogs, all over the place. And they're going nuts. And they take sticks out. We're going to end this frog business. And they start smashing the frog. Mamas, they're smashing a frog. They go into the kitchen. They're running after the frog. Jumping away into the bathroom. He finally gets him. 15 frogs come out all over the place. They're hanging from the chandeliers. They look light bulbs. 20 frogs in the thing. Smashing again. There's 40 frogs bump out. They're all over the place. They're in his ear, in his nostrils, out his ears, everywhere and anywhere. Going crazy. And they have Keenan Rabbi Yisrael, lice, Shem Yerachim. The guy's itching away his hair, he doesn't know what to do. They're walking around and they go to the barber, everybody's bald headed. They have lice all over their bodies, in the nostril hairs, trying to pick it out. What is that? Lice. And then Devon, Shrin, every one of us, he goes to the Chavetz Chaim, was imagining each one of us. He was standing there, he imagined the matra of Shrin, Rabbi Yisrael. One eyes, he has mamish terrible boils on his back. He has to have, can you scratch my back? I got a boil there, I can't get to it. He's scratching his back. And then this guy has a boil on his back. The next guy's scratching, and you see a line of 50,000 midstream. Everybody's scratching each other's backs. And the Chavetz Chaim is sitting there cracking up, Rabbi Yisrael, to show that there's nothing, no, the Bereshit's controlling, like each part, maybe, Ani Hashem, b'mashamayim, b'oretz, b'yom, b'yom, the Pirush shows the control. And that was the joke, Rabbi said. The joke was you nothing, no shaykh was Rabbi said. But what's the yisod of HaKol, Rabbi said? The yisod HaKol was that Klal Yisrael is now becoming an Am. And Klal Yisrael has to become an Am. Klal Yisrael has to realize that as an Am, there's a tafkid. And in order to have that tafkid, they have to know the yisod, of everything which the Ramban says, so he passes by. That the yisod of all the mitzvahs and everything, Rabbi says, says the Ramban, of the Nisim and everything that we do, Dr. Ramban, so he passes by, and everybody has to know this Ramban. There's nothing teva. There's no nature bichlal. It's all bari oilam. And if you do the mitzvahs, and then you'll get tzchan. If chas v'shalom the other way around, the spas one is in the storm being aram because yo will be you the atoira. And the Ramban says also that the yisoid of all the mitzvahs, which we see described as about, is to a person should realize for yoseinu, yosecha anachnu. So up there, the kabbalah shomers are called tefilas, the kabbalah but the kanaseh shkut tefilas aram everything. So she yelv nei adam mokoi. Ve'ficha amra v'yisoid b'mitzvah kalke v'chamur shekul chamuros v'chavivas ma'oid shebekol shol on a moire moide b'hen le'loikov. The kavon is kol ha-mitzvahs. Shinam belokov noide elev shubor einu. That's kavon is kol ha-mitzvahs. The kavon is ha-yitzir shen on a tam acha b'yitzir ha-rishoyna. V'ki en kel kel in chevetz b'tachtoinim. The birch has no rotten. Milvash yeda ha-odom. The tachlis of everything is that a person should come to the understanding that there's a, that the birch is the boirei v'yoyde lelokov shuborah. And that's what we go into the shuls, that's what we're doing there. V'sheilam ne'on ha'mokom v'yiskabsu v'yoyidu l'keo sh'borom v'imtsir v'yispar v'zuzer. That's the v'yoyim rabbi Yosef ha'anachnu. That's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. So I want to tell you, that's the pshat godol ha'mitzuvah v'yoyse. Because when a person mitzuvah rabbi say, when he's mitzuvah, that's the godless, the mitzuvah is the tachlis ha'briya. Because when a person mitzuvah, and he does mitzad sivui, not because he's doing it because he thinks it's right, or when he's in the mood, not in the mood, he's doing it because that's sivoy. That's the biggest raya, b'yosech ha'anachnu. That we're your brios. We are the brios. We're your creatures. A person, tachlis, in this world, says the Ramban, is to come to the hakara that you are a creature. You're a creation of a creator. That's the tachlis of everything. And that was Paro's downfall. Paro's yisoid was, I'm li yoiri, I'm a creator. I'm in charge. The tachas of all the nisim Hashem does is that a person should come to akara brura, that I am not in charge whatsoever. I'm a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's in charge of the world. And I'm here to do his sivuyim. I'm here to do his commandments. And by doing a commandment, that's a tachas called a mitzvah. Well, what's a mitzvah? A mitzvah means that somebody's commanding you and he's on top of you, he's the king, he's in charge of you, and you have to follow his directive. In that statement, by doing something, that Hashem commanded me, I make a clear statement, I am your bria. Is that godel ha-mitzvah v'yoyse? The godless of mitzvah v'yoyse is because it expresses explicitly in doing it, because Hashkashet Sivani Hashem Elokein, that's why mitzvah svichas kavona. You have to have kavona. You have to think that I'm doing it Kashet Sivani because Hashem commanded me to do it. I'm not doing this because stam. And every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a meridik, a chizik, an amuna. When a person does a mitzvah, there's a chizik, godol, and amuna. Godol ha-mitzvah ve-oyse, because you come to a different level of amuna. That when you do a mitzvah, a tzivui of Hashem, that Hashem commanded you, and you do it kashat tzivani, you make a clear statement. At least as long as you think of the kavanah beforehand, B'yosecho anachto, we are your B'yos Hashem, and you're in charge of the world. You're in control. There's no one in control but you, and therefore I'm following. I'm batel. I'm just going to do what you have to say, and that's the tachas of everything. The tachas of everything. That's why it's godol. Godol ha-metzuvah revoisa. Because in a metzuvah revoisa, lik the gods are moon of Klal Yisrael. It's not just the fact that it's a mitzvah, which is godless also, that's godol. And like Tosfos says also about it, that's godol because, but it's godol because it's a godless person. It's the yisoid of kol. Like the Ramban says, the yisoid of kol. The ganze bria, the ganze creation, everything was created for this tachlis, that a person should be mimed by Kodesh Baruch Hu and follow his sivuyim. And Paro was the one who was the antithesis to that. So he had to become batel. He had to become obsolete. This was the tachlis of Sichakti. I made fun of him. I made him into a lev, I made him into a nothing, into a ganze nothing. And this is what we have to mechazik of us. This is the parashas. At the time of year, we always have the mechaz, this is sort of Rabbi Yisrael. But the Bnei Yerushalayim is in charge of Rabbi Yisrael. It's such an important thing, Rabbi Yisrael. We think, we go about our business daily, Rabbi Yisrael, and we think that we're in charge, we're in control, of our destiny, our future, our this, Rabbi Yisrael. And the Bnei Yerushalayim shows us time and time again, we are so not in control, Rabbi Yisrael. Time and time again, Hashem Yerachem, people, young people, old people, like Hashem, they were mamish, keep burying Matsumim. Come on. I'm going to take on the world. Don't worry, his mamish, his muscles are bulging. Bulging, mamish. He can't put any more shirts on anything. Every time he puts on a shirt, psh, rip. He's working out in the gym, Popeye muscles. Mamish, one on top of the next. Mamish, like Harold Gabi Har, says, Hor Hahor by Aaron. One on top of the next, his muscles are so bulging. He's in control. I'm going to go out there and conquer the world. And he has one little blood test next day. I just had to go to the doctor. I have a little bit of pain in my back over here. I don't know if he says, I don't know what's going on. I have a little pain in my back. It could be from that 7,000 pound weight that I lifted yesterday with my nose. Like that. That's how strong he was. Could be, it made a tickle in my back. I have to go check it out. He goes to the doctor, does one blood test. Cancer, Shem Yerachem, with all the muscles, he's laying in the bed. Muscle, muscular man. Not in control of his side. This man who thought he was mamish, unbelievable. He learned all the proper things to be a good husband. And Shem Yerachem, he's still sitting around, 65. He's dated 7,000. And 621 girl and a half. She only came for a few minutes. She looked and she ran out. She didn't know if he counted as a date or not. He dated, when he was 21, everybody said, this is the guy. I think he's going to get married first. So handsome. So charismatic. Such a great bacha. 67. That's he's lying on his age. He wants to keep himself young. He's 74. The rabbi said he could lie about his age. Still trying to date some women. 67 and gone counting, a boy said. What happened? So handsome. So charismatic. Such a gewaldige bacha. 67 and counting. Such a gewaldige girl. Unbelievable. Everybody said, Hashem Yerachem, we should have to daven for these people. They should get married, Rabbi Yisrael. But everybody said she'll be the first in her class. Shasha Alamailis. Alamailis. 54 and counting, Rabbi Yisrael. She finally got a date. It's her first date since she's 47. And before that, there was a date at 39. 8 years between each date, Hashem Yerachem. We had even dates, they're not getting. The last time she had a date, her mother went to the store and she got from Eretz Yisrael dates. She said she was going crazy. She didn't have a date in a long time. She said, we'll have to do something about it. But even that didn't work out. It wasn't control because she opened it up and there was a worm inside. So she wasn't in control even of those dates. And this guy thinks he's going to have, wow, I'm going to make it, Rabbi. I'm telling you. I have the knowledge. I have the perseverance. I'm smart. I'm going to be a millionaire, Rabbi. You just watch. I'm telling you, I'm leaving the base. I could be going to learning and go from, but I don't know. I think the hashkafah, my hashkafah, I have to go out and become a millionaire. And don't worry, Rebbe. Don't worry! I will support you! We're still waiting to pay this month's rent. But I will support you, Rebbe! I'm gonna make millions! CEO! I didn't know pumping gas meant CEO! Exxon, you see him there at the night. He does the night shift. They didn't even give him the day shift. Fill her up! Well, the other guy, he said, Rebbe, I'm telling you, I'm going to be a major, major engineer. Wow, I never knew driving a garbage truck meant engineer. I just got a raise. They took me off the back of the truck. I got to sit in the front seat. 40 years working for the system, a big raise. They gave me high-heeled boots. I work in a forklift now. Second floor, a big raise. What happened to the millions you're going to make? So smart, so this. Business mind has a great idea. No cow pizza. He has an unbelievable idea how he's going to change the world, make millions. Fill her up! Full tank! He has an Exxon jacket. That's what his name. Jay. Long schmooze. Anyway, he's with his Exxon jacket. He made it in life. Exxon. What happened to the millions? You're not in control. And even the people that make it, Rabbi Isai, he made his million before he was 25. One phone call from the Dow Jones, Rabbi Isai, dropped 10 million points. The phone somehow left his hand without knowing, Rabbi Isai. Worth millions on third Friday morning, Friday, at the end of the weekend, he's worth nothing, Rabbi Isai. He found out he invested in a Ponzi scheme. He has nothing left. Zero. What happened to his Gaval de Gazar, Rabbi Isai? Because he's not in control, Rabbi Isai. He's the brilliant that's in control. And the person has to understand that's the tachlis in this world, Rabbi Isai, to understand so clear. We have to make our shtadlis, of course, but we have to realize the brilliant is in control. We're your creation, Rabbi Isai, and our tachlis is to serve you. Everything else that's in your control, Rabbi Isai. What's in our control is to do the Ratzon Hashem. To make the right decisions, even that, to carry it out, it says Hashem Oizroi, but to make the right decisions, the Bafira, to make the right decisions. They once called up yeshivas, Rabbi Chanan's yeshiva, and they spoke to the Mishkiach, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Lubchansky, and they said, what's going on in the yeshiva? Everybody knows Rabbi Chanan's yeshiva had terrible, terrible, terrible financial problems. Rabbi Chanan, the Bacham came to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan had to go for a year to America to collect. It was such a shvach matzah. They got to such a bad matzah. Rabbi Chanan had to leave the Bacham for almost a year. He came to America to collect. There's many famous stories in America. Anyway, so they called up the Mashkiach one time. They said, what's doing the yeshiva? He says, how's the Bada yeshivas used to call for time. They try to help out, make it a little bit easier. They used to send gemara, send some money when they had. What's doing the yeshiva? He said, the gashmis is my reason. Ruchni is the chayetz faker. So we saw Yaakov said the Gashmi is that's the Bereshim's Arab. It's telling the Bereshim he's in control. The Bereshim does it shalemus. If we don't have, we have. That's the Bereshim decide. That's what we're supposed to have. But the Ruchni is that's our Arab. There we slack off. But how do we do it today? It's just the opposite. Don't worry, Rabbi. I'm going to make it. What about your Ruchni is? Emitz Hashem, I'm going to get the shul. Emitz Hashem, I'm going to learn one day. Emitz Hashem. Hashem wants you to learn. Don't want the Emitz Hashem. Hashem wants you to learn. Hashem helps. I'll be able to make a Seder. Get your tuchus to the base medrash. There's going to be a if Hashem wants you. You got to do that. Gashmi is the Bereshim. You make the deal. okay, the Baruch Hashem Lord shall be successful. If not, Chas V'Shalom, that's it. You have to do what make your shtadlus of this. How much times I saw that verse in my own day, hundreds of times of verse. I thought that this guy, I'm going to this kavir, that's it. I called him up. Till you got him, till you get him, and finally I got him. Oh wow, this is going to be a big mama. This is going to be unbelievable. I'm going to come out with a big check. Unbelievable. This guy, unbelievable. I remember many times I thought when I'm going to collect, this guy, that's how I'm going to get him, boy. Say, this is the guy I'm getting him. I need a certain amount of money. He's a billionaire. He's a rich man. He's going to write me a big check. I go in there, and Baruch Hashem, he gave me a big check, a sweepstake check. $18, though, written on it. Big check. With a mamish, a beautiful check. You know, where they write special, you know, when they write on the thing, put a reserve. What did they write? The special check, you know, that old fancy check. What was in the check was not too fancy. And then I go to a Talmud or something like that, you know, he said, Rebbe, I want to give you some mice money. I remember I once was in America, many years, at the beginning of the yeshiva, I'd gone to collect money for the yeshiva, I used to go after Purim, I used to go collect, England, America, so I went to collect, and Baruch Hashem, we made a nice money, and already Rosh Chodesh year, we were, as it goes, we needed money again. So the Maisa, we had a very big budget then. It must have been 40, 50, whatever. It was a big budget then. We had a big care, whatever. Anyway, we still, Baruch Hashem today, Baruch Hashem, the budget's also up there. So I had a chasna, Lag BaOmer, in America. And I said, I'll go in for the chasna because, we were late on the rent. And the guy called me for the landlord called me for the rent. He said, the Maisa, it's later. And he said, yeah, okay, but I'm going to America next week for a chasna, mitzvah. I said, okay, going to America, say that. I'm going to America. I was just in America. I went to the people that I knew. What am I going to do now? The kids, I needed around $10,000. So I came in, and I'm sitting in the base medrash. That's my minig when I try to stay in the base medrash a lot ago at night, but especially if I have nothing to call, I call a few people. They say, Rabbi, you're just here. I can give you something small, you know, but you're just here. I'm thinking, breaking my head, who can I call? All of a sudden I get a call from a Talmud. Who learned this? He's a bocha. He says, Rebbe, I want to come to miyayat with you about something. I said, I'm in the base medrash. Come to the base medrash. Okay. He come to the base medrash and he says, so Rebbe, I want to give you some mice. I said, okay. He said, yeah, we could use mice. Okay, good. Sitting in the base medrash, I'm learning. He comes over, we talk, you know, we speak out. And then he says, oh, here's the check I wanted to give you. I said, well, bocha, what's he going to give me? $150, $75, $180. He opened the check, everybody said, $10,000. I started to cry. It's exactly the money I needed. I was going crazy. I was like, this guy, that guy. A bocha, comedy, little check, buy some money. And I was in the base medrash. Oh, you were knocking on doors, the big houses, giant houses. I once went to the biggest house in one incessant place, giant house. I couldn't find the front door, I was knocking. Finally, I got the front door, a guy comes out, drops me a buck. Came down with the wind, I caught it. $1. The kids are, wow, I never saw the house, I never saw such a big house in my life. But I got the dollar, but oh, some stalker. Good catch. Anyway, and now I'm in the base medrash of Eitzai. I go to Bacha. That's a long story how the money was came from something, whatever, somebody had left over. You know, whatever, a whole thing, and he had all of a sudden $10,000. Exactly what I need. What's the lesson? The lesson is you don't know because you're not in control of the burn. I mean, if you want to get you the money, it'll be in the base medrash. Why have a safe over? Not in a house, in an office with a big office chair. In front of a big veer with his tie. No. You're going to be in the base medrash, buckle with his shirt out. They come over and say, here's a check, Rebbe. Maisa. $180. $10,000! Because the Baruch Hashem's in charge. But Yosef HaNachlu, the Baruch Hashem's in charge. Our job is to choose the right way of life, to serve him. And Be'ez Hashem, Zeh, B'Zoich HaBe'ez Hashem. Trust in him and believe in him, and to be Maimon, Mashiach Sikhaido, and behave him in Amen.